Welcome back to the Benusa Pregame Show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Brian Schultz with the Commissioner of the WCHA, Bill Robertson. Bill, thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
Always great to be here in Bemidji, Brian.
The league tweaked some things last offseason in regards to 3-on-3 overtime as far as the point structure, and also changed the playoff format and kept everything on home ice. In your mind, did everything work out well? Is this something that's going to stick around?
Well, I hope it does. I mean, I want to give it some time and analyze it over a period of a few years before we make an assessment. Is it a good deal? I just know that the situation we were in, for a lot of reasons, I didn't think what was good. In particular, when you go to a neutral site and you only have a week's notice to know who's playing in those games and you're scrambling to get people into the building. This way, even though you may not know who you're playing, it puts some onus too back on the schools to help sell this product in their own home markets, and we think we have a much better chance to succeed right now playing in our own home markets. That does not mean in the future that we may not go back to this, but I thought from a tournament perspective this was the right move. And then over the course of my first 2 years in the league, I walked away from a few games attending in person and watching on television and on our streaming product. The fact that we had a lot of ties, and I like to have a conclusion to a game. I want a winner to walk out the door, and it just always kind of bothered me. And it was brought up by some of our coaches and administrators, and everybody agreed that would be a good change. And we tinkered with what kind of format that would look like, whether it would be 4-on-4, 3-on-3, and then the shootout. And I was an advocate for the shootout. And some of the people would say that may be a little the forward thinking is that is a good thing. Some of the other folks may say that, it's tough to play all that kind of hockey during a course of evening and have a shootout decide who wins the game. So you have both sides to this. But I thought, well, let's try this for a few years. Let's analyze it as a group and decide if we want to continue to do that going forward. But I like the fact that we're doing that. I like the fact that I'm in Bemidji tonight for a semifinal series. And in year one of this, it's proven correct that our top four seeds all have made it to this semifinal round, and I think it'll be a true champion coming out of the WCHA this year.
The Alaskan legislature last summer had some very difficult decisions to make that was going to impact a lot of college hockey on the national scene. Is anything changing? Is there anything that the league can do and college hockey can do to help everyone with attendance, to help everyone with travel and budgets?
Well, there's a lot of questions, and there's not a ton of answers today about how it can be fixed. I do think for our sport in particular, regional rivalries are the way in the non-conference. We have to be playing teams that are close by due to the high demand we have in scheduling in our own conference. When you play schools in Alaska and you go all the way to Huntsville, Alabama, that's a long way, and I get it. I inherited that such scenario, and I understand the issues that come with that and the costs that come with that for the schools. And I've been advised by coaches and administrators and presidents and faculty reps on all sorts of issues that they face with this. So it is a issue. You know, one of the things that I've thought about since I've been in the commissioner position is to potentially add two more schools and then divide up our league into two divisions where you might split up some of the travel. And that doesn't mean the teams that are closest to the West would all be in the same division. I think the potential to break up the two Alaska schools into different divisions and do something like that, a East and a West or North and South, or a division, you know, with a historical name with it from somebody in the WCHA and another one in the other division. That is kind of what I'm thinking about. And I've talked to a lot of coaches and administrators, and many of them have given me their full support that they think this idea will help in the future. But as far as our league in the non-conference, I talk all the time to our coaches about scheduling and scheduling teams in their own region as best they can. So the Minnesota schools need to be playing the Minnesota schools every year as best they can. And for Bemidji, they can play North Dakota. They can even play Wisconsin, which isn't too far of a trip, and then the Minnesota schools. And I think that would be a good way going forward for us as a league to cut down on some of the travel that takes place over the course of a year.
Would cutting down the conference schedule as far as games played and adding more non-conference dates that might be closer to home, that might be more home dates for schools, would that save money?
Well, yeah, we talked about that. As long as schools can schedule those additional games. Some of our coaches and administrators were for cutting back to 24 games. We are now, as you know, a 28-game regular season WCHA schedule. But the thought was that they like it the way it is right now. Now, that could change over time, and certainly I'm open to that. I'm a good listener and want to be a steward of our league and know what's going on. So if that comes up again, we could certainly take a look at it. But right now, the coaches and administrators really, for the most part, wanted to keep a 28-game schedule.
From a league standpoint, is having one member institution lead wire to wire a good thing or not?
Well, it gives everybody somebody to chase down. I don't know if that's been always the case. I mean, last year we had
remember it.
Well, last year we had co-champions, and it went down to the last week of the regular season. I mean, I was in Huntsville in early February as we crowned Bemidji State as our McNaughton Cup regular season champions. That's the earliest that I can ever remember in the WCHA. I think this is one of those years, though, you know, for this program at Bemidji. Tom Ceratori has done a marvelous job, and his coaching staff and the players themselves, to get to the point of doing really well. They came out of nowhere, because if you remember at the beginning of the year, the coaches and the media had the opponent tonight, Bowling Green State University, as the top team in our conference, and that didn't start out well for them. But Bemidji played very well at the start of the year and kind of carried that all the way through through the holidays, and they had a little bit of a stumble but came back strong in the second half. So I give them a lot of credit that this is a great year for Tom Ceratori and his program.
Bill, thank you much.
All right, thank you.